Ron, if this draft decision comes about and Roe is overturned, could that galvanize the Democratic Party and voters in the midterms?
Well, Democrats have said for years that everything would be different if the Republicans finally got their chance to repeal abortion rights and perhaps other rights regimes as well, to revisit the struggles of the 60s and 70s and reverse the perceived outcomes. Now we're going to see if they were right. You know, with Friday's robust jobs report, you can begin to imagine a Democrat's bumper sticker for this fall that says, jobs, 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 and Dobbs, Dobbs, Dobbs.
Dobbs, of course, refers to the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, the 2018 Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks. Lower courts had ruled to prevent enforcement before it was brought to the Supreme Court.
That's right. I'm talking in Supreme Court code, calling it Dobbs. But in this case, lower federal courts had looked at these cases and looked to the Supreme Court for new guidance. You know, 50 years ago, when Roe versus Wade burst on the American consciousness, at first no one knew what those names meant either. But, you know, it's hard to find anyone who doesn't know Roe versus Wade now. Maybe one day that will be true of Dobbs.
And will Republicans try and capitalize politically off these results, too?
Some are going to play it down, stick to talking about inflation. That's what consultants advise. But campaigns, especially midterm campaigns, are not so much about persuading people in the middle. They're about motivating the people who already agree with you so they'll get out to the polls. So the Republicans will point to the Dobbs decision in some cases and say, see, we promised and we delivered. Every vote to overturn Dobbs was a justice appointed by a president named Bush or Trump.